This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Earlier this year, nearly 90 undergraduate students at the University of Arkansas received Student Undergraduate Research Fellowship Grants, or SURF grants. They award up to $2,500 to be used by undergraduate students for research. This week, several of the students and the faculty members working with them will be profiled on Ozarks at Large. Each of the students we'll meet this week is in the Honors College at the University of Arkansas. And the series begins with Joseph O'Neill, a senior majoring in horticulture in the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences.
You notice we have a whole bunch of vials right here, and these are what I start off with.
Joseph O'Neill is standing over a display of tiny ants mounted inside a case. He spent many hours as an undergraduate making sure these ants, collected in the Ozark Wild, are properly identified.
And so it's basically, we have a collection number and usually about 5 to 30 or 40 ants a vial. And so I try and do these like about 20 or 30 ants a day at this point. Some of the PhD students can do like 100, 200 in like an hour. I just could never imagine that.
The insects are the subject of his Honors College research at the University of Arkansas. He's collecting, mounting, and identifying the ants as part of his senior thesis. But the research he's conducting is expected to have life beyond his own academic responsibilities. Ants, especially ants in the Ozarks, haven't been cataloged as much as other animals. There's no definitive field guide for the ants of Arkansas or the Ozarks. It's hoped the work Joseph is doing will help other researchers in the future. Ashley Dowling, an assistant professor of entomology at the University of Arkansas, is working on a biodiversity study of the area and will advise Joseph as he works on the project. Ashley Dowling says field research he's done with students so far has produced more than 40 specimens of ants in the state. And about a quarter of those, he says, have never been officially recorded in Arkansas before.
And this was just from casual collecting, sort of randomly identifying stuff. And so I suspect with Joseph's project that a huge portion of what he finds will just be new records for the state, just, you know, so at least everyone knows it's here and we can get that out there so distributions and things are well understood.
Collecting ants in the field is just the beginning. Hundreds, thousands of the small animals are put into vials. Then Joseph sorts the ants. It's a process that is methodical and often, because of the size of the specimen, requires more than just the human eye.
You basically put this small needle through this very small piece of paper and then put a little tiny bit of glue on that piece of paper and get it precisely on the side of the ant. And so it's a very delicate process. Like I often have to look through a microscope just to be able to point the right place.
To get an idea of how small the scale is for this work, turn your computer's keypad to a 5-point font. That's the lettering used to ID the ants.
I can't drink coffee before I go in. I have to make sure to bring my glasses. I can't be tired. I have to be, like, if you accidentally touch an ant leg with a needle, sometimes it'll fly halfway across the room almost. So it's a very, very delicate process.
The microscope he uses helps him differentiate between species. He says there are certain characteristics that make it relatively easy to separate the larger families of ants. But to separate species, it takes an experienced eye. It could be where a body part is attached or the placement of small hairs on the ant's body. Dr. Ashley Dowling, faculty advisor for Joseph's thesis, says the Honors College at the university allows student and instructor to collaborate in a mutually beneficial atmosphere. Students can often gain one-on-one guidance, and professors can receive an intellectual boost as well.
It's exciting. It's the first time I met Joe was in my introduction to entomology course, and you know, he was just this horticulture major that was in there, which most of my course is made up of horticulture and crop science. Entomology doesn't have a major, so I get a lot of students who are there because they have to be there. And so, you know, Joseph came into the class, and after a couple of weeks, we realized, oh, here's someone who's interested in insects, and so let's see how interested he is and how much we can get him hooked. And it didn't take long at all. And it's nice because it allows you to sort of go into more detail with students that are interested.
The senior project for Joseph O'Neill is in the beginning stages. There are many more hours to be spent inside identifying ants and outside collecting them. But already, O'Neill says this very process has led to conversations with other students that have drifted away from ants and into philosophy, other sciences, and other subjects. Joseph says that manner of interdisciplinary discussion is what makes honor college classes actually easier for him.
When you get students who care together with faculty who care, you don't have to worry about the busy work as much, I think it is. And so they're always, it's not as if the subject matter isn't challenging. It's just they're always easier because you're not worried about the little stuff as much. And so the Honors College is really fun because, you know, we get a lot of people from different backgrounds together and get to do more than just focus on our major. You know, we get outside of that and see how our major is cross-discipline. And especially I think that's like what makes a successful student. Like, you could be an expert in one area, and then if that one area is not needed anymore, you're not going to do much. Whereas like if you can take the skills you learn in area A and apply it to area B, you're going to be successful no matter what happens in life. And so I think the Honors College kind of provided that.
Student and instructor plan to meet at least once a week as the project continues. Professor Ashley Dowling expects to have a hands-off approach to his role, but to give Joseph the tools to run with his curiosity. Because the research and identification of ants in Arkansas is a relatively new endeavor, there is a good chance some of Joseph's work will earn him recognition in future studies, or at least mentions in future ant literature. That's a nice potential bonus.
Having my name in something would be nice, but it's more so just like there's a lot I don't know that I'd love to know. And it gets me outside, which is always really nice.
And his research could have immediate and perhaps longer lasting effects. Much of his work will be used by the website AntWeb, where an Arkansas page about ants will be greatly influenced by his work. And after graduation, he plans on joining the Peace Corps.
So I've been gearing up for that, and I think pest management would be a nice thing to have to help develop developing countries, you know, maybe help them with their insect populations and whatnot.
And tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, another undergraduate student at the University of Arkansas who has received a SURF grant to conduct research. Our series will continue throughout the week.